भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
विप्रकीर्णा जटाच्छन्नम् रौरवेन अजिनेन च
विशुष्टालु
उदकं तथा भूतं अयाचत विप्रकीर्ण जटाच्छिन्नम् रौरवेनाजितेन च विशुष्यत्तालुरुदकम् तथा भूतमयाचत Rauravena, by the skin of his tails. Ajinena, by the skin. Cha, also. Vishushat, dried up. Talu, pellet. Udakam, water. Tatha bhutam, in that state. Ayachata, ask for. Translation. The sage in meditation was covered by the skin of a stag, and long compressed hair was scattered all over him. The king, whose palate was dry from thirst, asked him for water. Please repeat after me. The sage in meditation was covered by the skin of a stag, and long compressed hair was scattered all over him. The king whose palate was dry from thirst,
asked him for water.
The king, being thirsty, asked the sage for water. That such a great devotee and king asked for water from a sage absorbed in trance was certainly providential. Otherwise, there is no chance of such a unique happening. Maharaj Kovitri was thus placed in an awkward position, so that gradually Srimad Bhagavatam could be revealed. This is very good. Many places, Prabhupada mentioned, when there is something bewildering situation, one cannot sort out in such a unique situation what to do. What is our guideline? Guideline is that we should consult Sadguru, he may not be there. Now say Krishna or scripture. So he says sadhu, or you know some sadhu, elevated. Shastra and guru. Through this we have to see. still sometimes very bewildered what scripture thinks, says, I may not know. So we should read scripture. That's why Prabhupada used to tell that, as I said, if you want to please me, the very first thing you should do, you should regularly read my scripture, my book, writing. These books are more important than me, my physical presence. I am getting old. Any day, I will leave. Any time. So, I will pray, no? Excuse me. So, we can see how important it is. We sometimes, who does not face in life, can anybody say, in a bewildering situation, I don't know how to make decision. Now, in this case, this is this, in this case, this is that. How to make decision? Very bewildering. So, in this way, Arjuna was also put, he was a great devotee. He was also put in an awkward position. I have to shoot arrow to my grandfather. This one's grandfather, yes? I have to shoot arrow to my cousin brothers. And shedding blood, causing bloodshed. I win kingdom and rule and make them all my relatives. Many ladies, the widow, and they lose their husband and so on. As a consequence, so many things will happen, Varna Shankar. Better, I become a beggar and live like that. Because that is the symptom of a saintly person. He doesn't, for his own interest, he doesn't want to hurt others. But it is ordained. It is arrangement is made by the providence, by Lord. So that Bhagavad Gita, knowledge of Gita can be given in general, so that people get benefit, ultimately go back to God. They know how to act. What to say, what not to say, how to achieve perfection in life and go back to Godhead. That is our goal. That is Prabhupada's meaning. Back to Godhead magazine. To remind everybody, it should be like, what's that? Make it like English Reader's Digest, which is well known throughout the world. Every home, one Reader's Digest, in a sense. So every home, make a back to Godhead. You remind people, we don't belong to this world, this is a foreign place, so you cannot be happy in a foreign place. He says, somebody asks, that who is happy? And he says, unhappy. He says, one who is staying in a foreign country should be unhappy. You can never be happy. So what is this? This is all foreign. It's a foreign country. This is not New Zealand, your country. Your country is, India is not my country. My country is Goloka Vrindavan. Swami is come sannyasi. When he asks by others, where you come from? He says, Vrindavan. Somebody, I know. You're not from Vrindavan, you're from Punjab. He says, originally we are all from Vrindavan. We are all Krishna conscious. We are Krishna. So forget it, that's why. I'm telling from absolute platform. Forget what the people think. You don't understand. India is coming from Vrindavan. Yes. Actually, it is not in Bhagavad Gita, it is not in Vedic literature. Any old book of knowledge, Bible, Quran, they all say, we don't belong to this world. That is why he said, Tamasoma Jyotikama. This is darkness here. Everybody is in ignorance. Darkness means everybody is in ignorance. Dark we can't see. We can see what is our goal. What is our goal, we can't see. But when the light comes, then you can see. Things in proper perspective. So tamaso, from ignorance, Jyotikama, where there is light, go there. Where is knowledge, go there. Spiritual knowledge. What is my relation with the Supreme Being and this earth? Arti, this is just a temporary place. I am here, I am happen to be here. I have to go back. So Prabhupada is reminding us. So if you love me, if you really, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, love me, don't talk anything other than Krishna. When you are taking meal, taking bath, when you are lying down, only time, talk about simply Krishna, think about simply Krishna. Because he is our well-wisher, everybody knows. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling his pasha. Shayane, when you lie down in bed, sapane, when you are dreaming, only time, think of Krishna and nothing but Krishna and things related to Krishna. If you really love me, just like Prabhupada said. So some say, Prabhupada, it is not. All the time we are not thinking, meditating, most confidential noise about Krishna's form. So what will happen to us? Oh, so no, you are trying to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord. He wants every town, every village, everywhere people so that they can chant Hare Krishna, they become Krishna conscious. So everybody, all of you have got some assignment which ultimately helping the authority to propagate Krishna consciousness. You are just the instrument. So if you are meditating on that, how to do your service to Krishna very nicely is as good as thinking of Krishna. As good. No difference. And there was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very pleased and you go back to God. So Bhagavad, you are distributing so many books, everybody has to distribute. The whole movement is distribution. The moment Sankirtan stop, preaching stop, whole thing collapse. All big building, whatever you say, nothing. Nobody will come. You must make people Krishna conscious. To make people Krishna conscious, you have to become Krishna conscious, good devotee. Coming to Mangalarti, chanting rounds, 16 rounds. If you don't chant rounds, you are not my disciple. Don't do follow four regular principles. Go out, somewhere else. Don't tell I am ISKCON. No. You don't shave off. No. We have to be careful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this, these are. This is called discipline, disciple. They are not disciple, simply. Saha, fish. And don't know what he is doing, I am doing. No. You promised in front of fire that I will become, follow all this, give up all sinful activity. Jeshantu antagatam pavam. Unless you become free from sinful activity, you can't go back to God. The question of understanding is Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita, this way was revealed, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita given to Arjuna. Yes, Arjuna was put in awkward position, so that people in general in future, they are benefited when they face awkward situation, bewildering situation, they don't know what to do. No. So, Krishna is saying, jathal chasi tathagi, do whatever you like. I have told you this is good for you, you will go back to God. You become free from illusion and ignorance. You have the true knowledge, have to surrender to Krishna. For your best benefit, since you are not envious of me, I promise you this. You think of me, become my devotee. Manmana bhava madhaji, pray obeisance to me. Mam namaskuru, worship me. Madhaji, worship me. Mam namaskuru, pray obeisance to me. I promise you that since you are not envious of me, you are my friend. Will definitely come back to me. That is the ultimate instruction of Krishna. It means also, if we also think Krishna is our friend, our best well-wisher, Sridham Sarva Bhutanam, then if we follow the footprints of Arjuna, first of all you may be hesitant, but gradually surrender, and ultimately complete surrender. Krishna demands, he is complete, whole. So See, he demands complete surrender. It may not take. Quickly, it may not. Now, everybody has got some reservation. I want to become this. I want to show up this. I have some desire, I want to do this, that. Okay, gradually give up. Still, as you relish Krishna consciousness, devotional service, you will become detached to materialistic way of life. Bhakti parishanu virakti anantasya. Everybody finds so much difficult, so much reversal. Pandavas also faced. They are intrigued by their cousin brother and by their uncle Dhritarashtra, materialistic person. Dhrita means holy, Rashtra, kingdom, property, everything. A materialistic thought. And thinking how to enjoy and deprive them all the property, all my brother's son, and me and my son, they will enjoy. Very scared. It is battlefield of Kurukshetra. This is the place of pilgrimage. Actually, those who are religious, they will win. So, dear Sanjay, tell what they are doing so long. Why the fight had started yet fighting? They have started fighting? Tell me, what is happening now? Sanjay, what you are seeing? What you are hearing? Sanjay is sitting in secretary. And last Sanjay commented, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, wherever is Krishna, the Yogeshwara, master of all mystics, mystic power, or whatever. Mystic power or mystics? Check it. Yatra Partha Dhanudhara, wherever Partha Dhanudhara, I mean, great devotees are there. Definitely, there will be victory. Though Krishna is not taking up weapons, he said, I won't take up weapons. But since simply he is the well-wisher of Arjuna, definitely there will be victory. Sri, so much opulence. Sri means Lakshmi, opulence. Buddhi, tremendous power. Though Bhishma is like a timingala, you see, yesterday somebody said so many timi, whales, they come here near New Zealand, also by Rambe. And they caught and then again pushed. Now they again came back dead. So they are considered biggest among all living entities, as far as we see. But Prabhupada says they are more bigger than the whales. They can swallow other whales. Like that. I was telling the kids school. I was telling the kids. Excuse me. They like it. They love this. Krishna is killing this, that, Lord Ramachandra, Hanuman, Rakshasa went to Swami. Excuse me, they're so good like that. That's what fun. So Bhishwaru is like that. He can, there are many Maharathi, Ekarathi, Maharathi, like that. Big Rathi. Commander who can kill so many soldiers. And this is all planned by Krishna. How much you intrigue. Ultimately Krishna has also a plan. He put all rascals together to kill them. His arrangement by Krishna. All of us, Prabhupada in a poem said, each of us are planning. I have got this plan, I'll do it. But Krishna is watching. I have also planned. Krishna's plan ultimately will be materialized, will be fulfilled. Excuse my English, there's something wrong, not wrong. What I use. Because he's the ultimate doer, he's the ultimate. He gives sanction. So we always expect, I think it should be like this, I may get things done this. Everybody's planning that. Ultimately, to some extent it may happen, but everything may not be exactly like that happen. Sometimes may. If it is the desire of Krishna. So better, if your devotee said, your interest should be what is the desire of Krishna. You should desire as Krishna desires. Krishna wants complete surrender. We should complete surrender. But we have got reservations. We have got many material desires. Liking, disliking, all these things. So it's a gradual process.
who bring them to Taru City. That is natural.
We are not Arjuna. We are not Bhima. Neither you can overnight become. Then we try and do blunder sometimes. We do gamble, disaster happens also. But still, Prabhupada says, whatever you do, whatever you have done, accomplished, he'll be rewarded by Krishna. And looking on Thakur Swami. So gradual process is better. You may not overnight become a great devotee or accomplish something. But gradually, we see that is why. As Prabhupada said, many will come. Don't be surprised if you hardly anybody stays. But some will stay always. Just like many here, you can see. Long time, somebody 2 years, somebody 3 years, somebody 10 years, somebody 20 years, somebody 30 years. Still he is there, he is chanting, 16 down, he is coming to Mangalarati. He is discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, whether he is accomplishing Lord, some of them there, and some may not be there. But he still is there. So you have to pass all these tests. Arjuna, Kunti Devi, Draupadi, you have to go through tribulation, harassment, awkward situation. Insult, worst possible insult possible for a woman, trying to disrobe her in front of everyone. She is a princess, she is almost like a non-divine from Lakshmi, more or less. She is not born in ordinary, coming out from the jagga and trying to disrobe her. Bringing her, holding her hair, is most insulting for a woman, for a princess. But she is tolerating. So the pure devotee is saying, when you come to Krishna consciousness, tolerate. You cannot, and yet still tolerate. Impossible, still tolerate. Oh, but one letter, he wrote that I was just reading. Was said, you survive, actually. Others will go. And Krishna will treat properly each person, how he treated others, he'll also be treated properly. There is the history, sometimes some movement. If you see the history, how things are happening, how each person is treated, what is happening to different person, there is all reason, unless there is sanction of the Lord. Not a blade of grass move without the sanction of the Lord. The Pandavas have to go through so many tribulations. He's been intrigued by Dhritarashtra. They have the biggest warrior, Bhishma, who alone can, both sides warrior, commanders, he can alone can defeat them. So he's like a Tibingal, and a whale, biggest above all living entities, especially in water, and he can swallow everybody. But there could be a fish also who can swallow even Tibingal. Tibing means whale. They're called Tibingal, that means falling, swallow. So Bhishwadeva is like that. In Krishna, Prabhupada is mentioning. But still, one who has Krishna as his Velusha, like the Pandavas, still they will. Doesn't matter, you have Timingal, you have God. Like great warrior, Bhishwadeva. And he, whenever he desires, then only can he leave the body. Still Krishna can. Plan in such a way that ultimately Arjuna, they are religious, they are surrendered souls, they will. They will enjoy the kingdom. Doesn't matter whatever be the cost, how much others has to pay the price for the deed, harassed others, insulted others, tortured others, intrigued others, sent very different way. Dujanam came to find out where in incognito they are living, Pandavas, or how can I, destroy them. All right. Accept Durvasa Muni, who easily get angry. Nicely treat and ask boon for him. Durvasa Muni came with all disciples. He nicely feed them because he's king. He has got all money, everything. This is Asura. He thinks, I will have all money, I will have all power, I will do yoga, I will become most happy, I will give other charity, I am perfect. This is Asura mentality. More or less within all of us there. Even sometimes pure devotees say, In my movement, there is also Shuddha there. He has to say that. But here I am pointing. But we have come here to devotee. So we'll see. By surrendering, am I developing all these good qualities of a devotee? We have gone through nothing like a Panchapanda. He even, Maharaj Parikshit, he was tormenting when the Brahmastra shot by Brahmastra. And he was in the womb of his mother, I think Uttara name. Uttara? Abhimanyu's wife? So he was tolerating the Brahmastra seed. And so when this thing happened as a great devotee, he is a great devotee. It is. Has no hey. Unprecedented, this is. Why he acted like that, suddenly the king. So he is a great devotee also. And the sage is also great. Great sage. And he is in meditation, he is not sure, and his behavior like getting angry and put in, he may be okay, but it's unprecedented for a great pure devotee putting somebody snake guard and a dead snake. So Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti had explanation and commented. This must be ordained by the Lord, because if he does that, then he will be cast. This is also desire of the Lord. Caste is what? So that make it very simple. He can easily go back to God. Because he is a great devotee. We should see it this way. Devotees sometimes face unique situations like this. Don't know what to do. So Prabhupada said, think what pleases Krishna. As far as your consciousness goes, what will please Krishna? Do that. Sometimes devotee has to get angry. And they are attacking temple. So they also have to also fire. Otherwise they mistreat the deity. They abuse the deity. Sometimes we face the situation. People ask, huh? You are sadhu? You are taking arms and shooting at others? Well, no alternative. If somebody comes and kill you, try to kill your father, what will you do? Your mother. The scripture instruction is there. Even somebody is coming to kill you, have not killed, coming, approaching with a very sharp, weapon. Any moment can kill. You have no time. You have to make some decision. Just kill him. That's okay. If somebody kidnap your wife, set fire in your house, you can kill him. You can kill him. Manushamita, the instruction is there. In this case, you do like that. In this case, you do like that. But devotee sometimes just tolerate. And Krishna will arrange for him something. He's tolerating other guy, treating him like that. Krishna also. Accordingly, they treat them as everybody does, and they treat it accordingly, rewarded or punished. So Duryodhana, with all his family, most of them, all the stars, and the throne, the Yudhishthira and the Panchapanda, they won, and they were in the throne. Yudhishthira. That is the plan of the Lord. So here in this case, plan of the Lord is that let him go back to Godhead very easily. These things are all so that he is getting angry, he is thirsty, pure devotee, and not usually perturbed or hunger, thirst, they say like. So it is all arranged by providence. That is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami's comment. So that the Srimad Bhagavatam appears, incarnation of the Lord, which is non-different from the Lord, for the benefit of the living entity in general, so that they can relish wonderful all pastimes of the Lord and his greatest devotees. So that is written. Otherwise, unless he was in this situation, he is cast and going to die, and he faced Sukadeva Goswami, who learned Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, guru, come. He enlightens him. And people read again and again and listen. They also go back to Godhead. We also go back to Godhead. People come in general will go back to Godhead. Demigods, they are reading voluminous big Srimad Bhagavatam. They can go back to Godhead. This is wonderful. Unlimited, so many incidents and pastimes of Lord and sweet pastimes of Lord and his devotees are there. Same thing for Arjuna's case also, so that Krishna tells enlightened in Bhagavad Gita, and others, those are in ignorance, they find the path. Here, this is the path to go back to Godhead. Surrender to Krishna. Listen to Krishna Katha 24 hours. And use your body to all senses to propagate Krishna consciousness, to render devotional service. That is the instruction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna first told, surrender to me. And people, everybody thought there are so many demigods there, why only exclusive to Krishna? Why he is telling Santa to me? What is this? So, again Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a devotee, showing how to serve Krishna. He told the same thing. My dear Nityananda, my dear Haridas Thakur, wherever you go, knock at the door and say, I am begging you. What you are begging? I said, please, always chant Hare Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, become a devotee of Krishna, Karo Krishna Sikha, practice Krishna consciousness. And they are the essence, best of all incarnation. They are teaching us how to simply chant, dance, very nice, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lesson, how to render service to Krishna. Simply chant, dance, chanting, dancing and twisting, serve others. Very simple. Though it is true, if somebody wants to advance, first of all you have to tell them when somebody comes. Then later also, you will engage him in different service. There are 64 items. Out of them, 9 is main, 9 items to render service to Krishna. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Saranam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Padashivanam, Dasam, Sakkam, Atmanivedanam, 9 paths, items of devotion service, main. And you gradually see, by doing the out of 9, even 1 you can do and achieve perfection. But the great saintly person comes, pure devotee, and he tells, do this, do this, if you cannot. At least, Savanam Kirtanam. Unless these two are done very well, which we sometimes don't give importance. And as a result, consequence means it follows that later on we pay a high price. Anybody. It says one should be living Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotee Bhagavat and the scripture Bhagavat. One who associates with scripture Bhagavad, constantly he becomes a devotee Bhagavad. Emblem of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different from Krishna. This is the method. Very simple, but to achieve it, it takes time. You have to pay the price. That is why here every day, practicing, then you achieve perfection, though you are imperfect. Very simple. That's why one Prabhupada once said, knowing what is there in the scripture is not so important. But you listen again, it becomes a habit. That is why you have come here. Longer one is in movement, that means in past life he did all these things. Otherwise you cannot stay long. You cannot stay long. All depends upon what you did in the past. Now, that means what we are doing, we are making our future. All of us. We are making our future. We say, man is the maker of his own destiny, something English saying. So actually it is true, Bhagavad, it is true. As far as they can see, they tell. As far as the sages can see, they say, yes, it is true. You make your destiny. Nobody make your destiny, you make. What is the guideline? Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. What is the Shastra? Bhagavad says, there will be one scripture jana, Bhagavad Gita, one mantra, Harina, one God, Krishna, like that. One service, devotional service, Bhakti Yoga, like that. One goal, back to Godhead, Krishna, Bhagavad, Guru Vrindavan, very simple. Now, am I approaching Krishna? You can check it. Are you developing attachment to the either to the deity or Shiva deity or Harinam or Srimad Bhagavatam Katha or attached to the devotee? And where is the Dham, if not at least temple where Lord is always worshipped, then you have made some tangible progress in devotional life. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. That it is not difficult. If every day we come to Mangala, every day seeing the deity so many times. So deities are made very attractive to arrest our attention. Very nicely Govasa decorate the deity. Make very nice prasad. Of course, most of us are attached to prasad. Whether it is a pizza or gulab jam, or a khichdi, or jilabi, pakora, cauliflower, or samosa. Still, Kali Yuga, we are fallen. Simply he said, Jagannath is so merciful, so that people can simply cannot do devotions only. All right, you do only this devotion, simply eat prasad. And thereby you won't commit sin. So, just in order to benefit them this way, those are not fallen. And he said, all right, day and night I will be eating only. So Jagannath is eating day and night. So many times he is giving, till he falls asleep at night. They are giving day and night, big offering. And Lakshmi Devi, Vimala Devi, is always cooking. If anything slightly, a little affected by something, dirt or anything, untouched, impure, you know, made impure, at once thrown. So much rice, all this will be offered to Jagannath. So popular. Anybody take little prasad of Jagannath, even rice and that, nectar. He doesn't feel like eating anything, other thing. Let's go and take donut. No, the prasad is nice. Yeah, sorry, nice gaja there, khaja there, laddu there. Why donut? And simply by thinking, he won't commit sin. Give up eating nonsense things to us. We won't die if you don't take, go to Kentucky. Red rooster. Other so, is attracting like anything. Nobody can avoid it. You must have to look at it in such a position they put all these things. You don't smoke, you don't die, Prabhupada said. You don't gamble, you don't die. But if you have a higher taste, and to develop the taste, you have to do it again and again. So make it a habit, your character. Habit is the second nature. Your nature, every day coming to monastery, every day coming to class, every day, if not class, you can't come, you have got a duty, at least listen in a tape, your Guru Maharaj or some pure devotees, which make you, or whose lecture make you more and more attracted to Krishna consciousness. Krishna Katha, you listen to his Krishna Katha. Associate always with devotees, no, I'll make advancement, I stay alone, go away from the temple, no. Began the Latin's Maya. Like a croc. He's waiting. He's like a cheetah. We are trying to shoot the tiger. I'm fighting with the Maya tiger. The cheetah runs out in the darkness. And he's sitting on the top of the tree. The moment you get down, the tiger has gone. He's just lying in wait behind the tree. The moment you come, catch you by the neck. Now, let us go. He had enough, fortitude. Maya at once catches her, just like over the lamp, just underneath is darkness. So your only our shelter is Krishna, Krishna, please protect me from Maya. We have to pray. When pure devotee has asked, who is giving everybody Krishna consciousness and love of Krishna throughout the world, then he was asked, Srila Prabhupada, what do you pray? He said, I pray so that Krishna I don't become victim of Maya, please protect me. Are you doing from the core of our heart? Sometimes we may not do so seriously. We know, first we can ask ourselves. That's why we become victim, either a small fall down or a big fall down. See, fall down from a high position, it really hurts. Hurts like anything, very painful. Today you are emperor, Maybe the Ananda Julius Caesar conquered the world. Next day you become a mouse. It's very painful. Those who used to salute you, pay your obeisance, dandavat, like a Messiah or Jesus Christ, they just look at you. But if you are humble, I'm Tinadu Vishnuji, I'm mopping the floor, you are great, yeah, I know, I'm nothing, I'm not sannyasi. But he is surviving. Why not become humble? He is clever, I will tell. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. Become Tinadu Vishnuji. They say they think very difficult. The moment you accomplish, the moment you become, I am God Danda, I am sannyasi. Bring this. Of course, then you will get only that, Mahaprasad and Dandavat. At heart, say, I have been trying to become a sannyasi, I have not become Baba Sannyasi. I have not become this, that. I have got this experience and talent before coming to Krishna consciousness, so I have done so much in a short time, doing all these things. Better to become, give all the credit to Krishna and the acharyas. Sincerely, then you are safe. This is we know, and it is applicable to everybody. Somebody is speaking. He should give the credit to his guru. Everything is good. Actually, it's because of him he taught me, I am just repeating like a parrot. Maybe I will be benefited on it by purified. You listen, you think you are getting purified, you like it. And one who speaks, he says, how does that benefit? Oh, I am doing service to my guru. Try, he will be pleased. It's not I am speaking. He's safe, then he's safe. I think you have to excuse me today. I have to leave. Till we come next. And that is ordained by the Lord or whatever it is. It's very nice to be with you. And devotees, make my stay here. So nice, feeling home, I am not. But as if I am away from Dham, Mayapur, where I spend most of the time. Or sometimes, this time I am supposed to be Vrindavan, actually. I must say, I sometimes feel I miss, because we have got a lot of fun going to see places where Krishna had passed time, Vrindavan, and Krishna's friends, Mother Yashoda, Mother, Father, Nanda Baba, friends. But I must say, if I feel devotees like, though I don't mind, I make somebody feel bored, same person giving, talking, but others say, no, this way, doesn't matter, you can speak, it's okay. So I feel maybe they like you, listening what Prabhupada say, then I'll be okay, then sometimes you don't remember. Actually, otherwise I miss. My was in flood, so I used to go and take bath as far as possible, maybe every day, if possible, more than once, take bath at the Ganges. A devotee coming from different countries, they take this opportunity, the whole family going there, especially family devotees. They all go to take bath, they have got their own guard, this reminds me. I try to find another bath or bhumchari, and sometimes just kind of avoid, you have to go there, they are also taking bath. Prabhupada says, I want. Mother Ganesh will come soon here, even as near as to touch the other mother's lotus feet. When devotee put them high, at least come to touch the lotus feet of Nishimande. Wow, water goes higher and higher. If not, overstayed, what Mother Ganesh will come very near. I remember 20 years ago, when I was in Mayapur, I would walk 25 minutes to go take bath in Ganesh. And all the cliffs fell, gradually they come so near Bhagavad said. Bhagavad predicted, he can see past, present, future, said. Mother Ganis will come so near, that all my followers of ISKCON, I want them, every day go to Ibad, she will come so near, almost our doorstep, near our main gate. It's just a, not even a minute walk from our gate, just a few seconds you walk. And the leaders made it also very simple, made highland, put just a passage. Even there is flood, you don't melt it. You walk and take bath. Devadama said, make so the devotees can go take bath. And more guards. Okay.
You sometimes feel risky. There's some good water. Every year there's some casualty. One devotee, some life members, somebody maybe dies, disappears his body. Something there may be underneath the water. I'm scared. Deep there. I don't go far. Nothing happens. Sometimes we just think. Sometimes maybe miss, but if somehow I feel joyful, seeing devotees are joyful, sometimes you forget. You don't miss anything. Because devotee can make a place Barsana, make a place Vrindavan, make a place Nilodha. Forever there. And this is joyfully serving. Even few devotees serious, then you forget sometimes. Actually, this time I'm supposed to be in Vrindavan. Very nice. So different places, Dauji, Krishna's grandson, established deity, Hari Devi. Nice to be the devotee, chant, dance, and discuss all those things. There is austerity more in Vrindavan, but there is also sweetness there. Very nice. They say, after blister comes bliss. There is a Bengali saying, Kosta Koyle Krishna. If you do austerity, if you suffer for Krishna, then you enjoy bliss. After that comes. That is better. That is spiritual life. Spiritual life, first bitter, first hard, all serious, later on unlimited joy. That's divine from material happiness. This is Krishna consciousness. This is our jivātu. We can live, we can continue Krishna consciousness practicing by relishing it more and more. Though in the beginning you might have paid some price because you don't like to samasas. You have to easily want to get that. Then Bhakti Matari says, then it will be cheap. You say, no, so easily I get. You don't give importance, then you leave and go out. Then you go back to the spiritual world, you think, this is cheap, anybody can come. So you can go out. Meaning the manner, I remember, Prabhupada wrote this letter. I used to read all Prabhupada's writing the letter. And very as if you are sitting at Prabhupada. You are answering all letter. Devotee asking, Prabhupada, it's such a small place, very place. So many devotees, Rajyatra coming from your whole Europe. Hey, we don't have room to sleep. Stay, no room, it's packed up. You can't stay. Prabhupada said, Krishna will give. You work very, very hard. It's all sincere, it's all seriously, it's all your resources you give to Krishna. Huh? And Krishna can give you anything and everything. When the iron rod is hot, heat it to give it a shape. So you are now young boys and girls, work very, very hard for Krishna. With all sincerity, seriousness and determination. Then Krishna can give you anything and everything. Even, Prabhupada said once, in Bhagavad Gita has got 18 chapters. We can take over. In the early days we used to hear that we are going to take over the whole world. And we used to believe actually, the way it was spreading like anything. In America some senators say, it's just like an epidemic, you see. The way it is spreading, they may want to take over. Maybe. The percentage is such that expanding the way, Prabhupada said, you can see, they can feel the pressure of Krishna consciousness, how it is spreading. So you can understand how much powerful this Krishna consciousness is. So, it is not surprising, Krishna can give you in 18 days, we can take over the whole world. But will you be able to use everything properly? That's why Krishna is not giving. You may not be sincere, you may not be properly used, you may misuse. So Krishna is not giving. So qualify yourself. As you deserve, otherwise you are misusing, Krishna will take away. That also Prabhupada said. This movement is meant for building good character. If you are a nice devotee, all good character, you can make others many. Otherwise this may also happen. Many will come in big gathering, chanting, dancing, they are coming to the temple. Ultimately, gradually we say hardly anybody is left. So this is the test of here. His awkward situation he is facing. Frustrating! Very first thing, he doesn't know what to do. But he's ordained by the Lord. He's ordained by, he has got a plan. When you see something builded, must know the Lord has got a plan. Do your best as far as your knowledge of scripture goes, become Shastra Chakshus. How do you please Krishna? How do you please Sadguru? Out of three, you see, which majority, two of them, coincide in which direction? And that, they're saying you should do this. In that line, direction, you, the course of action or your conclusion or your decision you have to take. Very simple. That's your focus. As far as you can. So, in other words, more you are surrendered to Krishna and sincere, then that sort of decision you have to take. You can, that sort, that much correct your decision. Very simple. The difficulty is, everything depends on your attitude, how much you are surrendered. There is an end to the perfection. You cannot say I am perfect, completely perfect. There is an end to it. Then you cannot say also, I am 100% surrendered. But you ideally are supposed to be. You want to become pure devotee. And Krishna, that is what he demands. That is why here, practicing, practicing, practicing. And according to Krishna, the orders. That is as far as we can see through the scripture. There is nothing otherwise. Our background is not good. Some may be good background. I'm not. I don't have background. I'm doing so much informing, so many sinful activities. But Prabhupada gave us better at this lotus feet. So we are trying. By his mercy, still we are doing something chanting, something coming to Mangala, coming to class. Try to improve. If the Panchapandava has to go through so much tribulation, how does it pass? Even Krishna, there is an etiquette proper in scripture. If somebody comes as a guest, how to treat him? The scripture says, Otiti Devoho. When moment some guest comes, not only in Vedic literature, even in Quran, I read, I think Bible also is there. When he comes, you should treat him in the best possible way. Even you are the poorest man, at least give a mat to sit, at least give a glass of water. Anybody can afford it. But he happened to be in trance. He cannot see or hear, he absorbs some pollution or something. So it is an awkward situation. He doesn't know what to do. It is unprecedented. The king, who is also a very good devotee, is a pure devotee. How could he do that? Though he did, okay. Because he should have did it. But the Goswami, Jiva Goswami said, must be, it is ordained by the Lord. And he's acting like that. In other words, he'll be cursed. Lord is getting things done in a different way, so that he's cursed and go back to Godhead easily. Because he's a pure devotee, he doesn't have to stay there. Go back to Godhead. But he did it in a different way. This is just a show. He's cursing, he's putting that dead snake around the neck of the great sage, who is in trance, is arranged by the providence, this sort of situation, which is very bewildering how to act. The Lord has got a plan, so that Maharaj Parikshit can go back to Godhead, and also appearance, the Srimad Bhagavatam can appear, so that he is enlightened what to do before he leaves his body. So everybody will know. What one should do before leaving his body? He should listen to Krishna Katha. He should, so that until Narayana sin, before he leaves his body, he can remember Narayana, he can remember Krishna. How? If he practices, he listens. Go on listening. Krishna Katha, which is sadhu, sadhu, pade, pade. Every step you listen, more you listen, more you get absorbed. If you are really sincere, you become more, give more attention, give rapt attention. Hear it. Then naturally, susu-sabda-dhanasa, vasudeva katharuchi, you will develop taste in Harikatha. Leads to, from taste to ruchi to asakti, you become attached. One day you don't listen to Krishna Katha, and you feel something is missing. This is a very good sign. Ultimately you come to the bhava stage before love of God. Then love of God, prema bhakti, perfection, free from maya. Prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinasha jata. Guru puja, we pray. You get prema bhakti, then you don't. But unless you can come to that stage, even great duty like
Bharat, Jara Bharat, Bharat, King Bharat, became attached slightly to a cub of a deer, deer cub. And he remembered deer cub and he stayed and come back. And Bhava stage was there. We want to speak of us. We should learn from this. That is your scripture. All these things are there so that you can learn. There will be some hurdle in our devotional service. Impediment. You have to pass this test. Otherwise, you are easily getting, going back to Godhead. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you will take it very cheaply. You will come back. You won't stay in the future of God. You will come back. It's very cheap to go back to Godhead. Very simple. Not difficult. If you pay a high price, then you won't come back. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Prabhupada said, you gave many lives. Wasted. Give one life to Krishna, exclusively, only to Krishna, give your one life. Serve him with all your resources, with all your determination, with all your sincerity. No material desire, no offense to the Vaishnava. Rest assured, back to Godhead. One life. Any question or comment? Please excuse me. 8:25. Jarasandha, when Krishna and other Pandava went, Bhima, in disguise of a Brahmin, he either understood or not, that he treated them nicely. What you are begging for? You are begging for, you want to fight with you. Really? He said, begging, yes. And he said, yes, I am Bhima, yes. And he said, oh, so I am Bhima. Really, yeah, you came here. Okay, let's go. Then the fighting is over, again they are talking like, after fighting like just a common person, not like enemy. This is Vedic system. Also other scriptures say that, a guest comes, he should be treated. But what king can do? King is also great, so the way he is acting, putting a snake out, he may be okay. But again, for pure devotee, he is not seen like that. Unprecedented. So Jiva Goswami and Vishnath Chakravarti Sagar specially says that these are all ordained. These are all by the arrangement of providence to bring a pure devotee like Maharaj Parikshit to back to God. Otherwise he tolerated so much heat and all the Pandavas, why can't you tolerate this? This is the arrangement by God, Lord. So he got angry. So he got annoyed and put this snake around him. Then he repented. I shouldn't have done that. And he went back. This is a great duty. How did I take that? This is a great duty. By that time he's been cursed already before. By the little son of the cursed sage. Which he shouldn't have done, that little boy. And in the swing, Brahmins are getting degraded, misusing their power. In the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Brahmins getting degraded. So only devotee can save everyone. So Prabhupada introduced this Krishna consciousness. To save the world coming 10,000 years. And his books will be the guide for mankind. Hare Krishna. Any comment? Any question? No? Thank you very much. Thank you for your nice service and make my stay here very comfortable. My stay there will be living. To see you again sometimes and provident challenge. Especially Mother Madri, allow me to stay in her house. Very nice to meet you. Make you feel comfortable. Other devotees cooking very nice meal, nice chapati. I don't know who is making first class chapati. The devotees. Krishnendu Prabhu taking me here, there, and few other devotees. Taking me to sauna, in bath, in a hot sulfur water, you can feel rejuvenated. So sometimes very expensive things, but that one, other one. I have learned to receive very soon. I will.
I'm getting old man. So, make my stay here, nice. And remember, look forward when you come to Mayapur. I can do some service to you. Thank you very much, Swami. Don't take any offense. Forgive me if I say anything. It should hurt others. But these are mostly what I am saying. Is what I think. I read in Prabhupada's book, Sarathana Acharya's book. To be a sadhu means, he says, you have to tell also unpleasant thing, pleasant thing. Which could be apparently unpleasant, something, but we can learn from this so that ultimately it is good for us. These are all, whatever they are saying, mostly Prabhupada says to us. So we are just trying to remember those things. It applies to all of us. Do we speak a position of a sannyasi, or a guru, or a temple president? Sometimes has to be sometimes. The position is such as to find this is something wrong, this, that. Some people don't like, you find others fault. But the role of such person has to tell that. He is a divinity, as a president, temple commander. It's a very thankless job sometimes. It's like a policeman. Or sannyasi. So they should also up to the standard, slightest they do something wrong, it may be brought to the light to others, others notice. So it's very difficult for them, critical person. So I ask from you, if I say something, please forgive me. So I don't want to commit offense to Vaishnava. But we are not perfect, I am not also perfect, that's right. Tell what Prabhupada says, not on my behalf. So it is also applicable to me. Okay. Wasted much time. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It's very nice to meet you. For the next 9 days or something.